Ladies and gentlemen, Gospeltainment is proud to present Kim Henson.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I have some gospel music with you, a gospel artist locally here in Evansville, Indiana. So anyone is welcome to call on the show at 657-383-0771. And Kimberly, can you hear me?
I can, Miss Eva. How are you?
All right. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I kind of have a little hiccup logging on. I believe the weather here in town is pretty bad. And I'm really trying to still work everything here to make sure everything is all right. But you can hear me clearly, correct?
I can hear you clearly. I can. It's very windy out. And
yes.
I think I see some flurries coming in here. And then I finally got this. I took your instructions and I got me a Bluetooth. Never had an earbud.
Yeah, well, here we go. Well, here we go. Here we go. Hopefully everybody that's all tuned in can hear me clearly. And the show has begun. Anyone is welcome to call the guest line number. And Kim, tell us all where you're calling from.
I am calling from Evansville, Indiana. Some call it the River City. Others call it Stoplight City. I call it Heavensville.
All right. Evansville. All right.
Yes.
Thank you for that information. Thank you. And that song, More Than You Ever Know, tell us a little bit about it. Is there a story behind that song there, that track?
Well, I just want to tell you a little bit of something about the that particular song. That's what you asked me. But my producer, Mr. Gloucester Williams, who's still from Detroit, Michigan, he actually is the author, I believe, of that song. And he gave me a few songs to choose from. That particular one was a blessing to me when I read the lyrics administered to me, because I consider that my testimony. I've been through so many things, Lady Brenda. After I read the lyrics administered to my spirit.
Right.
There's a new song that says Through It All by the late Brother Andre Crouch. And there's been some things that I've been through, as many of your listeners have, I'm sure, ups and downs and trials and tribulations. But no matter what I go through, one thing's for sure, I love the Lord more than you'll ever know. And that particular song really, really ministered to my spirit. So when I recorded it, as I was recording it, the lyrics ministered to my spirit. And as I sang it, I couldn't help but cry.
Right.
So every time I sing it, it blesses me, and prayerfully, what comes out of me blesses someone else. So that's a very special song to me.
Right. I understand that. And thank you for that information. Now, can you tell us all a little bit about yourself, how your spiritual journey through music began? As you say, started with your father. What's your father's name?
Phil Hinton. I think his most popular recording, I'm absolutely sure, his most popular recording back in the 60s was Funny How Time Slips Away. That's Phil Hinton. He recorded that beat recording label. And they were in Houston, Texas. Willie Nelson actually wrote the song, but it went
platinum.
Dad recorded it. And that was my dad. My dad, he passed away in 1968. And the first time I sang publicly was on the stage with him at the Regal Theater in Chicago, Illinois. That was my introduction to public singing on the stage. That was a blessing to me. But I was 8 years old. And I recorded with my dad. Not recorded with my dad, but appeared publicly with my daddy. So he was a wonderful singer. He was gifted. That was a blessing.
Now,
but I've been singing for as long as I can remember. My mom told somebody that seems like when I was born with a little flu in my vocal cords, but I've just always enjoyed singing.
All right. Thank you for that information. As I grew up in Evansville, Indiana, I was a member of New Hope Baptist Church in Evansville. Do you still sing in that church? Do you still sing? Do you still sing in the choir?
I sure do. That's my home church, and I still do. I still sing and worship with the Voices of Hope and the Mass Choir of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Our current pastor is Reverend Raven L. Turner, and we'll have a vibrant music ministry at New Hope. And I still sing in the choir at New Hope.
All right, and thank you for that information. Let's talk about this new CD album, your Devote debut solo album that came out last year, Kim and Him. So how do you feel about this solo album, Kim?
Well, actually, Lady Brenda, that CD was recorded in 2007, believe it or not. I remember it was recorded in 2007, so it seems like things are coming full circle. That was recorded in 2007. Let me give you that history. And then you said you were at New Hope. You were probably there when Pastor W.R. Brown Sr. was pastor.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes.
He was very encouraging. Very encouraging. He was definitely a trailblazer. We appreciate Pastor Brown Sr. I always want to give a shout out to his memory as well. But yes, we were. And he was around to be able to be at the debut of that my CD release, and I thank God for that.
Right.
But yes, my sister Candace, Dr. Candace Hinton, she was trying to think of trying to get one of two of my favorite artists to come for my 50th birthday celebration, and once she found out the cost of each of them, he said, I might as well record my sister for that much. And she did.
Right.
My sister's birthday.
That was so generous.
Yes. She got together with a few of her cohorts, and they actually got the funds together. And Kim and Him is the result. So I'm ever grateful for my dear, loving sister. For
all right.
It's not something that I ever intended to do necessarily. I would go around, you know, sing to a concert, a church that
okay.
come and do a concert or something. And I thought, well, I do need to have something in my hand because people would always say, Sister Kim, do you have something recording? Or here I go, I'm dating myself now. A cassette or something I could take home with me. Oh, bless your heart is what I would say. So I thought,
right.
You know, I thought maybe in the day I'd have maybe a four-song CD or a cassette tape or something like that, but never in my wildest imagination did I think I would
right.
have a CD recording, but that's what happened. So, yeah,
right.
2007, this was recorded, and I thank God for it.
Okay, well, we're going to give you a break from talking, and we're going to play some tracks off the album, off the CD. And what is your favorite song besides the first one I played, More Than You Ever Know, that I can spin right now?
Oh, my goodness. I believe one of my other favorites is All in the Name of Jesus. That whatever we need, we ask Jesus, and He is faithful. And yes, we ask it in His name.
The ones that I have, He is Lord.
He is Lord. That's another one. I think that is maybe the second. Recording on it. That's a good one too. I enjoyed that one as well. He is Lord.
All right.
He is Lord of all my. Amen. And if he's not the Lord of anyone's life who is listening, I invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life. I guarantee you, you won't go wrong if you make him Lord of your life. Trust him.
Well, I'm going to spend he is Lord. Is that all right with you?
That is absolutely fine. Thank you.
Well, anyone is welcome to call on the show now at 657-383-0771 to speak with my guest, Kimberly Jo Hinton. I'll spin this track here, and we'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to
Jesus be lifted. May the name of Jesus be lifted, for he is Lord. He is Lord.
The temple,
seraphim stood round about the throne,
And this is what they say. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. The Lord reigns. Let's worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness.
I don't have a website. I do have a Facebook page. That is something that I'm working on, that I'm going to have somebody to work on anyway, a website. But currently there's just a Facebook page called the name of the CD, actually, Kim and Him. And,
okay.
It's connected to my personal Facebook page, actually.
Yes.
So occasionally I'll get on that page and put a song on it that the Lord lays on my heart. I think the last time I was on there was on Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Said that the song, If I Can Help Somebody, is his favorite song. So I sang that on the event of his birthday celebration. But every now and then I'll get on and sing something, or I'll put something on there relative to a particular day or event. I will also post announcements that I think might be pertinent, but that's all I have right now. But I think someone may be working on a website for me.
Oh, I'm quite sure most of your family and friends will run into there and help you out. You will have amazing help and a lot of quantity of people. That will be coming up soon, I'm quite sure. What other social sites you might be listed on? Are you on Twitter or Instagram?
I am on Instagram.
Can you spell it out for all our listeners out there?
I believe it's just Kimberly Henson. Instagram. They can find it on Instagram page, just Kimberly Hinton.
Okay. All right.
I think I posted you on Instagram, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Right. I've been promoting it on Instagram along with the link. If anyone can catch up to that, I'm quite sure they'll see it. And thank you for that information. Everyone that's listening will find you on Facebook. Now, do you have any upcoming performances that has anything to do with your new music here, with the new solo album here, solo CD album here?
I don't have anything coming up soon. I did just find out that I am now, the CD is now iTunes, Apple iTunes, and let's see, Spotify.
Okay.
It's an upcoming event, but grateful. I mean, everything kind of happening at once with this particular project, and that's so amazing and overwhelming to me that all these things are coming together at once. God has His own timing. That's what amazes me right now. God has His own timing. Again, the CD was recorded in 2007, and now all these things are coming to be. Just like me seeing you just the other night, running into you, and here we are. That's a blessing.
Yes.
Again, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. And it was just
I think you should thank the man upstairs. He made it all happen. He put his hand in there. This was no accident.
Yes. All things went together for good to be able to love the Lord.
This was
according to His purpose. Absolutely. It's just so overwhelming.
This was
and
no accident.
I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful.
So,
I also want to give a shout out in case any of them are listening. You heard those beautiful voices in the background. Those voices, we named them the Called. Those are also some gifted young people and persons from the local area that made up those voices in the background. We call those Kim and him and the Called. Those were all gifted voices from Evansville that were singing in the background there. And I appreciate
all right.
them. Got these voices and see Dr. Candace gather those together. So if any of them are listening, hey. right now, there's nothing upcoming. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. There's something that may be in the making. So. We'll see what happens, but I'm not going to speak on it because it has not been solidified yet.
Okay. All right. We'll leave that alone. And I'll let you get back the shout out later in the show. Meanwhile, I would like to play another one of your tracks. This one is called All Right. And I really love this one. Is there a brief story behind it? And I'm quite sure. The background singers in there. What's the name of the background singers?
Oh, there's a slew of them. You know what? I couldn't even name them. I probably could.
Is it a name of a group?
No, there were several. When I say they were, the group was named the Called. Because that's what they were. They were called.
Okay.
A group of people that Candace contacted to come and be a part of the recording because of their individual gifts to be background singers and for the recording. And she called them together. And they were humble and willing to come and be a part of the recording, and I appreciate it. And this particular song that you're about to play. The lyrics were written by a local minister, and he's a minister of music at the Nazarene Baptist Church, Reverend James Hamler.
Okay.
That's written by him, so shout out to him.
All right.
He's one of my favorites as well.
All right. We're here. It's all right. We'll be right back.
Yay. Amen.
Yay!
Thing, that song right there, everything's going to be alright. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've been through, and I'm not saying anything that I don't know for myself, I couldn't testify to you if I had not been through some things myself. And we could spend the whole time talking about circumstances that I had no control over, and the only way that I've come through it has been because of God, through my faith in God. I have been so far down as far as my emotions are concerned, and feeling like there may not be a way out, but knowing better within myself because of the faith that my mama taught me about, my grandmother taught me about, I believe and depend on the Lord. Had it not been for him, there was no way I would have made it through depression, disease, lupus, vitiligo, losing two children, divorce, just all kinds of circumstances. But what I need to know, for people to know, is that no matter what you have gone through, no matter what the circumstances may be, it's going to be all right if you trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. His grace is sufficient for you. So when I sing, I'm not singing for my own benefit, not for my own glory. I'm singing so that someone else will be blessed and uplifted. My one of my favorite sayings is a song, and it's that, remember, only what you do for Christ will last. So what I do, what I try to do, not that I'm perfect, not that everything that I've been through has made me any holier or more perfect than anyone else, but only what you do for Christ will last is what I mean. If you do anything, do it for any other reason, it's not solid. I mean, there are things that we go through and we feel like there's nothing else that's going to have any meaning. But if we continue to trust in the Lord, he's going to make everything all right. Sure, it doesn't feel good, but some things we have to go through in order to get through. But just remember, if you put your faith and trust in the Lord, he's going to make it all right. What I want to relay through this CD and anything else, any time that I am able to minister this song, the message that I want to deliver is that God's grace is sufficient for you, that he is able to see you through. Just hold on. And I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
That's why I'm listening. That's why I'm listening, because God has been so good to me. And that's what I sing about, his goodness and his mercy. That's why
Thank
I love
you.
How these words get to be praised. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We're gonna talk about your small business, food catering services here in Evansville, Indiana. Mary and Martha's. Can you tell us briefly a little bit about that and information, please?
Yeah, sure. Another shout out on my business partner, Marion Martha's, is a food service business, a catering business. We just closed our restaurant business. It was a wonderful and vibrant business as well. But my business partner is Ava Dent. She's the executive chef. Shout out to Ava. Hope she's listening. She's the Martha. I am the Mary. And we've been in business. We have been in business since 2007. We've been catering. We started off as caterers. And I talked about some circumstances that I had been through. And I was in my first life, I was an insurance adjuster. But for longer than that, I was a juvenile probation officer. And I mentioned lupus as well. But lupus is one of those diseases, if anybody knows about it, it's an autoimmune disease. It can be pretty devastating, but it got to the point where I was no longer able to function well in that setting. And that and other things that I tried to do after that, Ms. Ava was already doing some things with catering, and she said, you don't have to kill yourself to continue trying to do that. Come on and help me out, you know.
Right.
So I just jumped on board. And even though I can cook a little bit, he is the executive chef for a reason. We've been in business again since 2007. We are catering still, even though we've closed the restaurant down. We are catering, and God is good. still in that business. We are actually were blessed to be caterers for the Super Bowl when it was in Indianapolis in 2012, and we're awarded
the Oscar
for this. Yes, that was a blessing. That was a divine blessing as well. So we're out there, and if anyone needs any catering, we're doing some things even yet this week, Valentine's event. But if anyone is out there and needs catering, give us a call. We appreciate it. We're listed.
And please give us your information, the phone number, what times are you open, what times you're closed.
Well, the catering is open whenever. I mean, you can call 812-760-8557, and we'll make sure to give you information, gather your information, and try to take care of you. Whatever, from backyard barbecue to the most extravagant catering event, we can take care of it.
Now, your small business, is it located on Facebook? Does it have a page, business page? Mary Martha's, is it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's Mary. Yeah, Mary and Martha's Place, or Mary and Martha's Catering. Either of those will get you to it.
And does it have menus listed on there?
No, no menus. You see a lot of food that'll make you hungry if you go on there. So, but
okay.
anything that you desire, pretty much what we do, if you have a need and you have an idea what you would like prepared, you let us know the number of people, what you're looking at, and we try to work with your budget. And we'll get it taken care of. You'd be amazed.
Oh.
You'd be amazing.
Wow, that is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
That is nice. Thank you for that information. I would like to play one more song before our showcase ends. And it's either Comfort Me or No Way, No How.
Mm-hmm. You gonna do a choice of either, or one or two? Let's see.
Yeah. Which one you want me to?
My mom's favorite is Comfort Me.
Okay.
And I know she's listening to me.
I'm listening, baby.
Now that's the real. That's the real greatest of all times right there. Mama just sing her own stuff. She's on the CD too. If anybody wants. Oh, by the way, we're also on Amazon. So it can be downloaded or purchased at Amazon as well. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll let you decide, but I'm hearing something in my spirit saying, what was the second one you said?
No Way, No How.
No Way, No How. I think that's one of the public's favorites. So,
is that right?
I don't want them to be upset. I'll play it. Come for me for Mama when we hang up. Go ahead and see No Way, No How.
Okay. I'll spin No Way, No How, and I'll be right back. I will play Come for Me as we are leaving the show. And I just have a couple more questions to ask you. Anyone is welcome to still call on the show, 657-383-0771. This is Lady Diva. This is No Way, No How. I'll be right back.
No way,
no how. Step out.
So many people are in their sick bed. But here's what you
All right. That is no way, no how. Wow, Kim, that song took me back in my childhood time, because when I was at New Hope Baptist Church, 8, 9 years old, I would watch you sing, and that song brought me back how you used to sing back then, and it got me to sing in the choir when I was young at New Hope.
That's old school.
Yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, that took me
glory
back. Got me moving, got me sitting up in my chair.
Glory to God, girl. She's worthy.
So, yeah. I would like to ask you, would you like to give a shout out to any other persons you're welcome to do so right now?
I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
You are more welcome to give a shout out to any person that supported you on this solo CD.
Oh, absolutely. I've already mentioned my baby sister. I appreciate her for everything she did and her team. She has some sisters that were a blessing as well. Dr. Mary Howard Hamilton and Dr. Valerie Graham, Cora, Missy Carroll, they were all very instrumental in getting this done. It couldn't have happened without them. Very appreciative for everything that they did. Certainly want to give a shout out to my pastor, Reverend Raven L. Turner. We were able to have the baby at New Hope Baptist Church under his pastor. And we thank him for for opening the door to New Hope to allow the debut concert.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Okay.
He didn't have to do that, but he did.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And certainly, I mentioned, let's see, my business partner, Ava, she prepared a couple of meals. Well, it's along the way. And she participated in the CD. So I definitely want to thank her, and certainly want to thank the called. I want to thank all those that participated in the CD. Couldn't have done it without them. They are some singing people. I'm telling you the truth. They were awesome. We were able to participate in Dr. Bobby Jones. I can't think of what that was called now, but we flew out to Las Vegas. He heard us at an event in Indianapolis and said he was blown away and invited us to participate. And I'm sorry, it's flying over my head right now. But anyway, he invited us to Las Vegas, and we participated in that, and it was recorded in a major event because he heard us there. And again, that was a God thing. And we were able to gather up the resources, and we flew out to Las Vegas. And we thank God for that, and all of them attended, including local musicians. And I wanted to thank God for that. So shout out to them again for being a part of that. I can't think of anyone else at this moment. But
well,
I'm sure it'll
come
to me before I hang up.
Well, that's all right. I'm quite sure first that listened or listening, they understand and know. I also want to ask, would you like to deliver another message of advice to those out here in the world today, or for those who wants to get into the gospel music industry?
Yeah, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Again, keep the faith for any circumstance you may be going through, but also don't give up. If it is your desire to pursue gospel music, don't give up. Again, 2007. This was recorded in 2007. Here it is, 2019.
Amen.
You're hearing me. see, be interviewed on this dynamic broadcast, and just now being circulated through iTunes and Spotify, Amazon, and all the other avenues. So don't give up. It's never too late. You know, in the words of one of the characters, who the thunk it? I wasn't thinking that. Because this is, if you don't seek your own glory, God will elevate you in His
exactly.
own time. You know, if that's your desire. This is nothing that I was looking for, but the Lord saw fit to do this. You know, not that I'm doing an interview for the Grammy Awards, but you know, who's to say? I'm just saying,
if you
don't seek your own glory, God will elevate you in due time. Whatever it is, I don't care if it's music, it could be for something else. Whatever your desire is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will add. He will do.
Yes.
What He says He will do. Seek ye first the kingdom, and He will. If you give Him the glory, He will give you what you desire. So to God be the glory for all the things He has done. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. It's all about Him. That's why that.
Amen.
And so goes the name of the recording. I was allowed to do that. It's Him and Him. Not Him and them, but Him and Him. If it had not been for Him, there would be no Him. So I give Him the glory for all the things He has done.
Amen. Thank you for that spiritual advice. Thank you. And I would like for you to give information for Mary and Martha's Place, information, phone number again, please, so our listeners can make sure they get that information.
Yes, it's 812-760-8557. 812-760-8557. Thanks again for that.
All right. Thank you for that information. And I want to thank you, Kimberly Jo Hinton, for participating on the show this evening. There has been a few hiccups at the beginning of the show, but hey, you know what? I believe God knows that this is a very important show for all our listeners. The show is recorded. The show has been recorded. And if anybody missed the show, they can follow up with the link and they can listen to it then. And I want to thank you. You have a blessed evening, Kimberly Jo Hinton. I will play the last song of the showcase, which is Comfort Me. That is also off of Kim's solo CD album. And Kim, you have a blessed evening. And this is Lady Diva for Let's Jazz It Up, signing out. Good night, everyone.